Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. I want to remind everyone that we have our first in a series of four summer gardening webinars coming up next week. The series Garden Goodness will be hosted on the fourth Tuesday of each month, May through August, with each session providing information about vegetable gardening from a different perspective. Our topic this month, the 22nd of May, will be one of our Extension Horticulture specialists talking about the basics of growing vegetables. So whether you've grown vegetables before or are interested in learning how to grow your own food, this is a great opportunity to get more information. This will be from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. on Tuesday, the 22nd of May, at the Extension Office, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic, right there on the fairgrounds attached to the Community Center. And if you have any questions about that, we would encourage you to give us a call. If you are planning on coming and would like to pre-register, the session is free to attend. You're not required to pre-register, but if you are planning to come or planning to bring a group, we'd like to know in advance to make sure we have the setup there ready for you. You can give us a call at 243-1132 and let us know if you're planning to attend, and we'll save you a chair for the first free public garden seminar. And we do have three more sessions coming up on the fourth Tuesday in June, July, and August. And we'll get into topics such as food gardening and health, edible ornamentals, and many other topics related to vegetable gardening. Now, these are webinar series, which means that you'll be in the Extension office watching a specialist present from campus, but it will be a live presentation, and we will have a moderator in the office that can help you ask questions, and so there'll be a good live discussion with the presenter. Again, next Tuesday, the 22nd of May, Dr. Ajay Nir will present a two-hour topic on growing vegetables in the home garden, and that is a free seminar to anyone in the general public interested in learning more about vegetable gardening. Well, I don't know about you, but we have a lot of peonies blooming in our yard right now. They are enjoying the sun and warm weather we've had lately. And of course, if you have peonies, you know that they are a very popular, long-lived perennial that will provide abundant flowers in the spring and attractive foliage throughout the growing season. To keep your peonies healthy, make sure you're planting them or maintaining them in a good site and giving them proper care. A well-established peony should flower for many, many years. If you are having trouble with your peonies blooming, there are a few options that you may want to look at. First of all, you may want to check and make sure that your peonies are in an area where they receive full sun, or at least 6 hours of direct sun every day. If they receive less than 4 hours of direct sun, they probably bloom poorly, if they bloom at all. If your peonies are growing in a shady location, either because they were planted and a tree has been planted since then, or the tree has grown up and is shading out the peonies, a good time to transplant peonies would be in September, and again, make sure you're planting them to a site that gets at least 6 hours of direct sun each day. Another common mistake when planting peonies is to plant them too deeply, and again, this will cause them not to bloom very well. So when you're planting your peonies, position the peony buds 1 to 2 inches below the soil surface, so not very deep. Peonies that are planted too deeply will produce a deep, lush foliage. So lots of green leaves. They'll look very healthy, very beautiful, but they will not produce many blooms. If you have recently planted or recently divided your peonies, they may not bloom well for 2 or 3 years while they are recovering from being transplanted as well. So something else to keep in mind. If you've recently transplanted them and they don't seem to be taking, you may need to give them 1 or 2 to adapt to their new location. Also, if you remove the foliage on the peony in July or August before the growing season is done, you may have significantly less flowers the following spring. Another question we get is flower buds forming on the peonies but not opening. Again, you may want to check where they're planted If they are not in full sun, they may not be as strong, so they may not be able to provide fully formed buds that will pull bloom into the large, lovely flowers we're used to seeing. You may also have a fungal disease. There are many blight diseases that can affect peony buds. The buds will turn brownish black and wither off. These would be most common during cool, wet spring weather, so possibly not this year, but in the past we have definitely had that. The best way to control this is through proper sanitation, cutting off the peony foliage at ground level in the fall, removing the diseased plant debris from the area, and destroying it. Don't just drop it in the yard and mow around it, because you'll just spread it to the other peonies. Also, if you have flower buds that may have been damaged by freezing temperatures in the spring, they may not bloom as well the next year. And finally, we get asked a lot about the ants on the peonies. These seem to go hand in hand. These are not necessary for the peonies to flower. They are attracted to the sugary nectar that's produced by the peony buds. The nectar is a good food source for the ants, so again, they're not needed to help the peony flower, but they are also not damaging the peony in any way. And finally, if you're wondering if you should remove the spent flowers on your peonies, the answer is yes. It's usually a best practice to remove spent flowers on your peonies, or deadheading would be the other name for that. It improves the plant's appearance, and it also prevents the formation of seed pods, which may reduce the amount of plant food that is available for the peonies to store from year to year. Till next time, with your Yard and Garden Update, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Iowa State University Extension Office.